From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The consumer goods giant Unilever announced this week that it is going to spin off its ice cream business that includes names like Ben & Jerry's, Popsicle, Klondike. The ice cream business, it turns out, is pretty chilly these days. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more on why that is and how the industry plans to defrost demand.
We do eat a lot of ice cream in the U.S., about 12 pounds per person annually, according to the USDA. But we used to eat more, about 16 pounds per person in the year 2000. Bob Roberts leads the food science department at Penn State. He says people's preferences are evolving.
You're constantly screaming for indulgent and yet constantly screaming for healthy and healthful.
Roberts, who's also done some consulting for Unilever, says there's a hunger for more dairy-free options, which means I scream, you scream for non-standardized plant-based frozen desserts.
And that's a space where I don't think anybody's hit a home run yet, but somebody will hit a home run sooner or later. They've had a couple of doubles.
Robert says we're still figuring out the best ways to coax better flavors out of fava bean protein and pea protein.
Taste always wins, right? So if we want to mass market this stuff, it can't just be good for you.
Ice cream also faces a lot of competition from other sweets. University of Arkansas agricultural economist Trey Malone says one way to punch through all the choices is for small producers to lean into local flavors and traditions.
Just looking at the customers that you have in your backyard and try to make a real connection with those people.
For example, here in Baltimore, one flavor I've seen is Old Bay Caramel. And Malone says, you never know. Maybe that Old Bay or pickle-flavored ice cream will end up taking off with people everywhere. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.